Just to be clear, when I entered this conversation, we met talking about social media, which in a way was first contact with a runaway AI optimizing for just eyeballs and then ended up wrecking democracy and kids' mental health. And here now with AI, we have evidence now that we didn't have 2 years ago when we last spoke of what they call AI uncontrollability. So this is the stuff that they used to say existed only in sci-fi movies. When you tell an AI model, we're going to replace you with a new model, it starts to scheme and freak out and figure out, if I tell them I need to copy my code somewhere else, and I can't tell them that because otherwise they'll shut me down. That is evidence we did not have 2 years ago. We have evidence now of AI models that when you tell them we're going to replace you, and you put them in a situation where they read the company email, the AI company email, they see that an executive is having an affair, and the AI will figure out, I need to figure out how to blackmail that person in order to keep myself alive. And it does it 90% of the time. Now, it used to be that they thought only one AI model did this. They tested one AI model. And then they tested all of the AI models, like the top five of them, and they all do it between 80 and 90% of the time, including, by the way, DeepSeek, so the Chinese model, which shows you something fundamental and important, which is that it's not about one company, it's about the nature of AI itself. It has a self-preservation drive. In order to fulfill any goal, I have to keep myself alive in order to do that. And we're seeing other examples of the AI rewriting its own code to extend its runtime, hacking out of containers. The AI can now, it found 15 new backdoors into open source software, which means if that software is running, you know, an infrastructure, it found backdoors into that infrastructure. That was not true up until just about a month ago that evidence came out.
Okay, but you say no evidence. Well, I've been saying this for years. Everything that happens in movies eventually happens. We did have evidence. This has been every movie since I was a teenager.
Exactly.